Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Good morning, good morning. How y'all doing? How y'all doing in the cafe? Are you ready for some hot and steamy conversation this morning? What you drinking on? What you sipping on? Caramel macchiato. That's my favorite beverage right there. That's how I get my day started. Hot and steamy.
My mother and I had a fantastic relationship.
This is Stephen, and I just wanted to share.
You should always be in a place where you're celebrated. Life is too short to stay somewhere and tolerate.
If you cannot help a person, don't hurt them, especially the one.
Soy's just whole essence is to bring out the best in other people.
Something that touches other people, and that's what your show does. It doesn't. It's not just conversation as you started. It actually has a purpose.
Good morning. Good morning. All right. Good morning, folks. This is where passion meets purpose. Yes, every Saturday here on Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. And that's Eastern time, that is. I got a couple of folks on the West Coast and calling from the middle of the United States and the Midwest, and, you know, they seem to get the times mixed up, but I'm glad you're on board, and noted, it's 9 a.m. for you, but that's what we do here. I'm telling you, I am so honored to be here this morning in the flesh as your girl Soy. I'm going to bring you motivation, joy, attitude, information, education, and occasionally, yeah, I do say kick rocks. Oh, yeah, I know how to tell you to keep it stepping. And, you know, one of my favorite ones is, ain't nobody got time for that. But here on Coffee Talk with Soy, we make it about conversation. We make it about real talk. So before we get started, let me first recognize our corporate sponsor this morning, which is Sutley Professional Counseling Services. They are located in College Park, Georgia, owned and operated by S. Candy Winfield, a licensed therapist for over 20 years, specializing in areas of abuse, depression, anxiety, family issues, and can also provide marital therapy. So if you want to get right and be healed, think Suttonly. Find them at suttonlypc.com. Again, that's suttonlypc.com. Let me bring on my favorite host. My favorite co-host. This is the guy that keeps me in line. So let's welcome him to the cafe. Good morning, B. How are you? Good morning.
What up? What up? What's good? I'm everything is cool. I'm chilling. I had a pretty crazy week. You know, it was a wild week. I got back on a more aggressive workout routine, and me and one of my boys. Yeah, it got crazy. Well, I mean, this is only after your friend talked real bad about me for not working out, you know, and not driving to the gym. So, you know, Pocahontas got me back in the gym. So, you know, I'm going to let that one slide so that the next time she sees me, she won't have anything to pick on me about. She's like a bully, you know. So we got up in the gym, and my body is so sore. Like, I didn't expect for it to go down like that. But, you know, going to the gym twice a day and whatnot, you know, hitting the treadmill and doing the cardio in the morning and the workout at night, it's actually showing, you know, it's paying results. It's been like a month only, but, like, I'm already down, you know, quite a few pounds, and, you know, the tone is starting to come back. So I'm actually feeling it. I'm actually, it's feeling real good. Yeah. You know, nobody wants to go to the gym until they start seeing results. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy like that.
Well, you know what, B? That's awesome, because that just flows right into our topic today. You know, I mean, you're just so good at that. You're just so good at leading us into discussion. Ain't nothing like a man who can lead, especially when you get cut up and get fit. That's going to be real sexy. Ooh,
hear that, ladies? You hear that?
Yes. So today, folks, our topic is the power of choice. Now, I believe that the power of choice is within you. Do y'all realize that everything you've done in your life is a reflection of the choices you made? Right up until this very moment, when you decided to call in, you decided to listen, or wherever you are, everything that you have done in your life is a result of choices that you have made. So believe it or not, we really do have the power to decide how our fate turns out based on the choices that we make. So in this podcast today, we're going to discuss the challenges, and we're going to see how we can get you to get back the power that you have given up. You ready to talk about the power of choice, B?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would love for you to go ahead and break some one thing down for me and help me understand, because my fiance, she can choose nothing within a minute. So case in point, hey, babe, what do you want for dinner? Oh, I think I'll have some chicken. Okay, no problem. I go and, you know, start getting my mind wrapped around what chicken recipe I'm going to, you know, use. And then know what I want steak. And then know what I want this. Know what I want that. Let's go out. So is that the kind of choice that we're talking about? Or are we talking about some other choice? Because if you're going to help me with that, that would be a real good look for me.
Well, you know, this is what I think, is that when she was, I think she was already insecure about her decision. She wasn't clear on what she wanted. Now, when you are confused or don't know, and sometimes we give up that, not the power of choice, but you may find that, like for me, I would probably say like whatever too, because I'm not really picky about certain things. So it's like, where you want to eat? Okay, wherever you want, because I know that I'm indecisive, but once I decide, that's it. Some things I may not care enough about to make a decision, and somebody you trust, you may yield that over to them to make the decision. Now, she may have been disappointed in your choice. I don't know. Then she got to come back and clean it up, because sometimes as women, we got to come back and do that. But really, once we decide to do something is where the ball starts happening. I think the breakdown is that we fail to make a decision. I think people don't decide, and they're like, oh, well, whatever you want, well, I don't care, and we do not take control in making those decisions. Like if your career or, you know, whomever you want to date or see, you're like, oh, yeah, all right, I don't really like them. But instead of you deciding that I'm going to be alone and be better and be happier, I'm going to go ahead and take that route, and then you find that you're miserable. But you had a decision to be happy. And you should have stuck with your decision. So I think that when we fail to decide is impacts our ability to be happy or to be where we want to be.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense. So how do you – well, okay, never mind making the right decision, because I guess that's just a part of life. You know, no decision I don't think is the wrong decision, because like you said, it kind of – set you up to be in position for wherever you are now or then. So what about the decision-making process? Like how is it, not decision-making process, but how do you make, what's the process of making a choice, I guess is the question I want to ask psychologically. Like, what do you think the process is?
I think, I believe that there are three C's in life, and I try to, you know, go by this model. You know, the three C's is choices, chances, and changes. You know, you make a choice, you know, to take a chance or you never change. So I believe that that's a motivating factor. The three C's in life, choices, changes, choices, chances, and changes. You make a choice to take a chance or you'll never change. And there are consequences to our decision-making. There are consequences to what we decide to do. And then the thing about it is, okay, like for last week, the fitness guru got on you, Brandon. She only got on you, not me. She got on you about working out. And we were talking, and you know, you gave us, Brandon always gives us a story, folks. So just in case, you might want to call in early on time, because once I introduce him, he shares his whole week with us and like, 2 minutes. He got 2 minutes of his spiel on the clock, and he gets his whole weekend in 2 weeks in 2 minutes. Or either he pulls the funniest story, the most impactful story, and he so graciously shares it on the air with us. And so last week he shared his story. He talked about, y'all need to go back and listen to it. He talked about, you know, we had bad weather in Atlanta, and we deal with ice issues here. Don't y'all talk about Atlanta? Just because we don't want to spend money for salt. to paint the rose. We got to stay home because the rose get icy. And so Brandon wanted to, in his sales career during the day, he wanted to get out there and get that money because nobody would be there. And he jeopardized his life to do that. And Cora O'Kelly asked him, would he have done that to go to the gym? So that leads into why he was so adamant about sharing that on the air with us today. But kudos for Brandon for doing that. But look at the consequences of your actions, and you have to evaluate that to the consequences of no actions. And sometimes when you do nothing, it's a consequence. It's a consequence to doing nothing. You're going to pay a price either way. So you either can do it and make a choice and pay the price of that, or do nothing and pay the price of that.
And I'm with you on that one. I'm with you. And I'll give you another real quick one. And I know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. People blaming religion for their laziness and blaming Jesus for their laziness. Uh-uh. That don't work on me. And so when you sit
what
there and say,
what do you mean by that?
Oh, glad you asked. So when somebody sits there and they're not making a decision for whatever it is, so let's just go with the most relative topic, career. So you either have a job or you don't, either one, or you either need to move up or around in your career, either one. So when you're sitting there and it's people that are in your corner asking you, well, what are you doing? Like, right now I'm going to just be still. I'm going to just be still and wait. That so there is being still and waiting for the best chance. Then you have these other lazy people that are being still on the couch, you know, when they need to be getting jobs and whatnot. You know, you have those guys that they'll sit there and say, well, the Bible says to be still, so I'm being still. Oh, okay, that's what you meant. There's lazy being still, and then there's being still and waiting for the right choice. Case in point, I had a position where I needed to either choose whether or not I wanted to be a manager or go the training route. You know, I had to wait. That's being still. And then I'm going to decide to go the training route. Another situation would be me just sitting back and be like, well, you know, I'll wait for something to come along. Jobs don't come along like that where people are just going to say, hey, you don't have to interview. You don't have to do this. Just take the job. It doesn't work like that. You got to make the choice to go ahead and do what you need to do. You see where I'm going with that?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's just me right there. You know, you can't tell me that you're being still. But almost my favorite part of the day, where we're gonna hear a little tip. We're gonna get the bills paid real quick, and we're gonna hear who's paying these bills today.
We're gonna hear who's paying the bills today. I like that.
We're gonna hear
like
who's
that.
Paying the bills today.
But listen, let's also tell our folks that if you want to join the conversation, dial one on your phone, and we'll get you in queue to leave a comment. But we have a guest coming up in a few minutes, and we will also be taking callers. So if you want to participate and talk about, you know, the power of choice, press one, and we will get you in queue. But as Brandon say, we got to pay the bills. That's what he said, pay the bills.
Have you heard? Sponsorships are requested. Coffee Talk with Soy is looking for dynamic entrepreneurs like yourself. If you're motivated, energetic with the message or product, consider advertising with us. It's a win-win. For more information on those advertising and sponsorship packages, visit the website Coffee Talk with Soy or call me at 515-I-GOT-SOY. And again, that's 515-I-GOT-SOY.
Well, now that we've paid the bills, as Brandon say, we're going to go ahead and bring on our guest in the studio with us, none other than Mr. Tristan Guttner. He's in the studio with us out of Asheville, North Carolina. And this amazing gentleman believes in living on purpose. He believes that we have the power to be whomever we want to be as long as we have a desire to do that. He believes it's possible. So let's bring into the cafe with us Mr. Tristan Guttner. Good morning, Tristan. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Good morning, Soy. Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me here.
Hey.
It's a pleasure to be here with y'all.
Absolutely. The pleasure is ours.
So, Tristan, you were able to hear our earlier conversation. You were able to hear me share with Brandon that I believe that there are consequences when we make a decision, even when we fail to make a decision, and that people should be mindful of the cost of their action or the cost of lack of action. What do you think about that?
Oh, man, I agree with you 100%, and I loved the conversation before me hopping in here. You guys hit on some awesome topics, and the biggest consequence I see in this decision-making process and the power of choice is not even the physical outcomes, let's say, and the results in our life that come from our choices, but what happens in our mind, what we choose to believe and think about ourselves based on the external consequences. So what I see a lot of people doing is they'll make whatever choice they make, and we could use, Brandon, your example of you have these two options in your job to go one direction or the other, and a person chooses one, and then say that thing doesn't pan out quite the way they saw it in their mind ahead of time, and then they immediately go into a story of I'm not good enough or this person did something wrong or somehow the situation's wrong in their mind. And the second we start thinking like that and thinking in judgment, we limit our capacity to actually see the good that's in front of us and to right the ship or to course correct towards what we really want, towards the outcome we actually really desire. So I think for me, one of the most powerful pieces in this is the biggest choice we have is how we choose to feel about something. And most people think the way that they feel is out of their control.
Hmm. Oh, so they're driven by emotions. Are these women or men too? Because we hear that women are more emotional. We're driven by emotions.
Oh,
it sounds like
that
our emotions decide. No.
I mean,
thank you,
well,
Tristan. Thank you.
Thanks, Tristan.
One for the ladies.
I've seen every type of human being, male, female, child, adult, in between. Everyone makes decisions from emotion. Everybody. And most of the time, they're emotions that they're not even really aware of. And they end up producing, as you guys know, our thoughts become things in our reality. And we're acting on these emotions that we don't even know. So, yeah, I am talking about making decisions from emotion. And, to me, the most interesting part of this and where the power is like, I get to choose how I feel about something. So I have two children, and say my 8-year-old son, even right before getting on here, he's running around making noise, and I could have been so frustrated about that, and I was for a second. And I was like, man, why are you tripping? Like, it doesn't matter. Just choose to be patient. And it just shifted. And I just went into patience, and it's no big deal. And the shift is as easy as that, and most of us don't realize that we have that power, that we can make that choice.
Mm.
So what do you think about this? What do you think about this, Tristan? What do you think about – so I'm hearing you say that if we could control our emotions, it'll help us make better decisions, which we know. We all know that. I think everybody knows that. But I think in the process of something happening, you can't control the emotions. How would you recommend a person – control that? Because I'm thinking like what you were saying. I'm imagining the 8-year-old kid running around. I have a beautiful chocolate grandson I love to death, and I'm imagining him running around. So I'm feeling what you're saying. I'm seeing the picture. And if he begins to upset me, how can I then, if I'm frustrated, I want him to be quiet, I want him to sit down, how do I control, how do people do that? We say it, we know it, but how do you actually do that? And what advice can you give a person to kind of just zone in and take control of their action?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. I think it's one of the best questions we can ask ourselves as human beings. So, first of all, I never tell anyone to ever control their emotions. I think it's really important that we feel them when they come up. Because if we don't, they just get pushed down, and they will come up eventually. And they'll come up in pretty inopportune moments. So I think it's important, like in that instance we're using, for me to note and feel, yeah, I feel really frustrated right now. Just note it, breathe with it for a second, and then say, and going forward, that doesn't have to be what runs my day right now. So I noted it, I expressed it, I felt it, and then just how's another way I can look at that? So that's one thing I always ask myself or I tell my clients, what's another way you can look at that? Or what's the truth? Because if I really thought about it, the truth is like he's being an 8-year-old, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't actually affect my experience very much.
I like that philosophy or that ideology about checking your feelings. I like that. So, but I do have a question, and this is not to discredit. This is just to understand. So yesterday, my phone just started acting up. I don't know. It has a virus or something. I don't know. Maybe my phone caught the flu. I have no idea. But it's going nuts, right? And at the most inopportune times, of course. So I'm on the phone with a client, and my phone cuts out, and it's just, you know, bugging out. I got incredibly frustrated at that, and I couldn't really stop, you know, being frustrated. So what do I need to do? I acknowledged that I was frustrated. I actually, you know, I used some language to depict that. But what do I need to do to not be frustrated? Because I think that would, like, be the holy grail of control right there, to not be able to dwell in a situation, you know. So, excuse me, I don't dwell in a situation, but to not be able to feel it, or to feel it very briefly and then keep it moving. Like, how do you manage that?
Oh, I love that question, BS. So good. So feel it and acknowledge it like you did is perfect, and we all have to do that. And in certain circumstances, like you're on the phone with a client, you're not going to take 5 or 10 minutes to process that and really analyze, why am I frustrated? You know, you got to get through it and you got to move. So just acknowledge it's there. And then there's two tools, and they're so simple. One, just reach for a better feeling thought. Because whatever our mind, like, you know, whatever our mind fixates on, that's what we end up producing more of in our life. So I just always ask people, like, change the focus. I get something frustrating is happening. So when something's going popping off for me that's really challenging, and I can't seem to, like, step out of it, I go to this beach we went to once, like, 5 years ago, that I just love. And I just think about being there. I feel the water on my feet, the sun on my skin, the wind, the breeze. And immediately you can watch your whole physiology will change. You'll start to breathe more in a more relaxed way. The energy starts flowing in an easier way. And you'll just notice, like, oh, I don't feel frustrated anymore. And then you just get right back to it. So that's the first thing, just changing the focus. The second
one. That's huge,
one,
by the way. I mean, not to cut you off, but that's huge. I love that.
And this one, man, this is the Holy Grail, what I'm about sharing. It's so simple, and it's talked about in the Bible and every other scripture that I know of in different ways, which is praising God, Spirit, the universe, creator, source, energy, whatever, you know, whatever word works for people, praising that energy for the outcome that we desire that we haven't yet seen. So in your instance, when the phone's bugging out, trying to talk to a client, taking a moment to just say, like, thank you, God or Spirit, and insert whatever word works for you. Thank you, fill in the blank, that my phone's working perfectly. This call is going amazingly with my client. The energy's flowing. They're excited to buy from me. The second you start praising for the thing you want, again, even me just saying the words right now, my whole energy starts to shift and the frustration drops away. And you just, it's very hard to be frustrated when you feel grateful. And, you know, that's faith in action, thanking God or Spirit or whomever for something that hasn't even yet occurred. And it just changes the entire vibration of the situation.
Yeah, you know, I think you're all right.
I had a conversation with a friend, and, I hope she doesn't send me a mean text after this, but I had a conversation with a friend, and she was talking about an experience that she was having that was making her upset, something she was dealing with that was causing her to be disturbed. And so I was saying to her, well, why does this person upset you so much, you know, based on what they do? You know, why do you care? You know, and so she and it was kind of like little trivial things, but I guess it goes really back to what you're saying about the emotions that let them come out. Because prior to you saying that, I was thinking, like, oh, sometimes people overreact, and they need to keep the emotions in. I don't think the emotions need to always come out. Sometimes you need to keep them in and go somewhere and sit down. But after hearing you say that, it came full circle when I was talking to her, and I said, well, why do you care? And I said, you know, you should think about, what about this person? What about this person causes you to be upset, and come face to face with that, so you can recognize what it is, and then you can control how you deal with this person when they do this certain thing. But you kind of got to be honest with yourself and go back to that place and figure out, what about her that makes you upset, and then deal with that right there in the moment.
No, I actually agree with that too. You definitely need to check. Like, I don't leave too many things unchecked. That's something that a lot of people say about me. That, you know, but damn, B, you know, you just had to just go straight. Well, I don't want to, you know, be confused about it. I don't want to leave anything out for confusion. But I'm definitely gonna try, you know, that emergency meditation is what I'm gonna dove it, because that. And Soy can attest to it. I mean, we bounce, you know, our day-to-day off of each other all the time when, you know, there's something going on and we just absolutely need to talk to somebody. And I think that me putting myself on a beach or next to some water, which I love water, I think that just in theory, that should remove you, like, quite violently, actually, from, you know, your feelings and put you in a place of something and anything better. So I definitely like that one, Tristan. I'm definitely gonna go with that. And I definitely like being absolutely, and I definitely like being grateful before you actually receive it for what you're about to receive. So what do you think about that? Like, I mean, is that, you gonna try it? Can you try it with me, please, please, please?
Make sure to try it with me. I think, you know, I'm with you. I think that I was looking at my notes I wrote here. In bold print, Tristan, we happy to know, I am not my experience. And that's what I wanted to say to people. You're going through something a rough time. Separate yourself from your experience. I am not my experience. You know, I am not this or I'm not that. Say to yourself who you are, and then have accountability people around you too. So when you're getting ready to go into a bad place, people can help you get back. And sometimes people get upset when somebody say, calm down. Like, oh, don't tell me to calm down. You know, but sometimes you need to hear that. And what somebody is saying to you is for your good. So receive it and find, you know, a place where you, because we do need to calm down, regardless of what it is. It could be your husband, your kid, or whatever, an accident. We know we need to calm down because we make better decisions when we are calm. And I wish we had more time. I wish we had more time. But this has really been an enlightening conversation. We have enjoyed having you in the cafe with us, Tristan. So before we close out, any last words you want to say to our audience? Or maybe leave your website real quickly before we shut down the show?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm at TristanGuttner.com. Links to all my social, and I have a ton of free content about on YouTube and Facebook, all about this kind of stuff, and just tools and techniques to help people get back in their power, to reclaim their power from all these stories that we've given our power away to. So come check it out and hit me up if I can support you in any way. I'm here, and thank you two so much for having me on. This has been a heck of a way to start the morning.
Absolutely.
All right, B, you going to say goodbye to the folks?
So I was thinking maybe I shouldn't, but, you know, I can't leave them alone. I love them too much, you know. you know, I just want everybody to have a great, productive day. No matter what the weather is, make your day the brightest day you possibly can. That's it.
He is out of control every week. I have no idea what I deal with behind the scenes with him. But he is a joy. Remember, folks, that the power of choice really lies in your hand. If you want a different result, make a difference by making a different choice. Happiness, like unhappiness, is a proactive choice, so decide to be happy. I have a sign in front of my bed when I wake up that says, I'm making a choice, and I'm deciding to choose happiness. So you make those choices for yourself, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thanks for tuning in with us here on Coffee Talk with Soy, and we'll see you next week right here on Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show.
I just love this show, Coffee Talk with Soy. That is your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. I'd like to thank the listeners and the guests for joining me in the cafe today. What a wonderful time we had. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Don't forget to download the app Coffee Talk with Soy from your app store. It's available on iTunes and Google Play. Stay connected. Stay connected, folks, by visiting the website coffeetalkwithsoy.com, as well as looking for us under your social media sites. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the name Coffee Talk with Soy. Remember, the size of the problem is never the issue. Remember, it's the size of you. Be great because you are awesome. Tell them Soy said so. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Bye-bye.